37.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show toll free, 800-259-9231. This is the Friday night edition. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as we are six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. You can join us on the phones, of course, and via email, ftl@freetalklive.com. Of course, our website is freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff for you there, including the archives. Last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There is no logging in. There's no membership fee. You don't have to register. You just go to freetalklive.com and get them. In fact, you can even sign up for the podcast, and we'll send them to your computer. We'll send you each show as it comes out every night after it's done. You don't have to do anything once you get the podcast.
What time does it go out?
It depends.
as soon as possible.
When it's done.
When it's done.
Which could be anywhere from a half hour after the show to 2 or 3 hours after the show.
I see.
Just depends on what I'm up to afterwards.
I see.
Like, this week it was delayed a little bit. We watched the banned episode of Penn & Teller's BS.
Oh, not a banned episode.
No, it wasn't banned.
It's going to be on in a week and a half.
And what happened was...
scheduled for the 25th of July.
Well, what happened was it was scheduled to come out, and then they pulled it at the last second. Because apparently there was some sort of issue where they didn't have a signature from somebody on a release form, so they actually couldn't end up airing the episode. And it was mysterious because they pulled the episode without an explanation. It had said on their website that they were going to air it, and then it was gone. And they just like jumped ahead to the next episode and removed all traces of the that particular episode in question. So it was just a little odd the way they approached it.
And so somehow it immediately became labeled, oh, the banned episode, the one that's so bad they couldn't even put it on Showtime. No.
Most downloaded episode, I'm sure.
Yeah, I have no idea where... I had never heard of a banned episode of this show until I saw Ian post about it on the BBS.
That's just what the hackers called it. You know, those people that...
Oh, okay. Ah, the hackers. I forgot your leet.
No.
Anyway, 800-259-9231. So we'll talk to you about anything, political issue, personal problem, whatever is on your mind. We got emails to go to tonight. Man, what you wanted to start with a bizarre story, didn't you, this evening?
Just I think it's
strange.
A bizarre story. It's a little odd.
You know, Man, before you get into that, though, I got something bizarre.
What? Yeah?
Did you know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project?
And that's a shocker.
Yeah, and it's also your only chance for liberty in your lifetime.
Really?
Yeah, if you'd like to get more information about the Free State Project...
Tell me more.
You could call toll-free at 888-532-4604. Yeah, 888-532-4604. Or you could visit their website at freestateproject.org.
I'm typing now.
All right.
Good man. So where are we starting at tonight?
I don't even know about this. It's Friday night, and that's the only explanation I got for this story. Okay. Man dressed as a baby looking for sex. Police had a shock when they checked a public toilet for drug users in England.
Mm-hmm.
Found Paul Pennington wearing a nappy. Not sure what a nappy is.
That's a diaper.
Okay. Baby's bib, girl's dress. This is what a court heard yesterday. He's also sporting shoulder-length hair tied up in bunches and was wearing tights and a stuffed bra when he emerged from a locked cubicle.
Can you just run through all that again? That's a lot to process.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, he's got on a nappy.
How old's the guy, first of all? Does it say his age in the article anywhere?
Let me see. I'm going
to... That's important, too.
57. That's what I'm throwing out.
I'm thinking later.
Unless they've written it. It's not a number. The only number I see is $45 and £45, 3 p.m. June 9.
Okay. Kind of a surprise. Usually they identify the age of a perpetrator.
Yeah, usually they say...
I have an explanation for that, though.
Okay.
Perhaps.
So, read the part again with the description.
Yeah, I want to hear it. Yeah.
And what is the guy's name?
A diaper, baby's bib, Paul Pennington.
Okay.
Diaper, baby's bib, girl's dress, shoulder-length hair tied up in bunches, and wearing tights with a stuffed bra.
So not only was he dressed as a baby, he was dressed as a baby girl...
With hooker
boobs.
Saying, Pennington was also carrying a baby's blanket and two russets containing girls' clothes, a baby's bottle, and some milk.
Wow.
Exeter magistrates heard that the police first let him walk away from the scene, but later arrested him at City's bus station after checking his record and finding out he'd had similar offenses.
That's an offense? What's wrong with that legally? What can you be fined for?
Well,
Being dressed like a woman in a public place? I don't understand.
Nappy
abuse?
The next paragraph.
Okay.
Pennington, who has learning disabilities, was given a 4-month prison sentence. Suspended.
Public dyslexia. Is that what he was fined for?
For a year. And he was suspended for a year after he pleaded guilty to engaging in sexual activity in a public toilet.
Oh, okay.
Now, let's say...
That was a prior conviction.
It doesn't say that.
Yeah, Well, no, that's what was on his rap sheet. He wasn't having sex when they busted him this time. They just caught him all dressed up.
It doesn't say that
they caught him having sex, did it?
It didn't say that it caught them having sex, but if you catch him having sex and he's wearing a baby outfit, I think that the baby outfit pushes the sex to the side.
As far as in the reporting?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe.
I understand that, but normally they would claim he was charged with something.
Let's finish the article.
All right,
okay.
Finish the article.
He was, I don't know what that means, also made the subject of a year's supervision order to allow probation officers to rehabilitate him and protect him from the public.
Manwich?
Yeah.
That's a typo. That's he was.
He was.
Oh, thanks. I thought it was the other guy he was having sex with.
He was. Mr. He was.
Thank you. Well, you're pretty good at this. Prosecutor Karen Ball said Pennington, who lived in supported accommodation in Seton, Devon, was...
Supported accommodation, that sounds like welfare, doesn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
It's a halfway house of some sort. Discovered in a locked cubicle and toilets in the Corwick Street area of the city at 3 p.m. on June 9.
Isn't that nice to know that you British citizens are working very hard during the daytime so you can pay your taxes and have them go to fund this man's lifestyle?
I'm fine with that. If I were a citizen of Great Britain, I'd be happy that my money was going to provide me such entertaining news articles as this.
This is kind of interesting. It gets Jeremy Wickham defending said that there had been a possible application for antisocial behavior order against Pennington, but it had been dropped. He said a jail sentence would leave Pennington homeless, forcing him to move to Exeter, where he would receive less support to monitor his behavior and protect the public.
An antisocial behavior charge? Is that what they said?
Order.
Order.
Yes.
So if you're being antisocial, they can order you to go to a crazy house?
Apparently.
Interesting.
Magistrates ordered forfeiture and destruction of
half
the clothes.
Half of this country would be in a crazy house.
The baby items of Pennington
that
had to pay $45.
What now?
£45.
£45?
They destroyed his baby clothes and baby items.
Aw, that's not fair. Why didn't they give it to some kid?
They took away his binky.
I wouldn't want it. Why didn't they let him keep those? There's nothing wrong with those baby clothes.
I think an adult-sized diaper is a little big, though.
I would destroy the diaper, that's fine, but he was also in possession of just some clothes that he wasn't wearing. He actually, not only did he have clothes on...
I imagined that this was more adult-sized baby clothes for his prospective partner, is what I was imagining.
Possibly. Just very strange.
It's all very strange.
To each his own, though, I say. I don't see what the problem is with having... Look, if you're going to a public restroom... You know there's going to be germs involved. I mean, some people are freaked out about this stuff. Personally, doesn't bother me.
Please.
But some people, you know, they bring these cleaning wipes and they wipe down the seat and they wipe down everything. They put down the barrier pad. Look, you know you're going to be encountering germs. What's the problem with somebody going in there and having sex?
Get a room. Right. I do not want to see two gay guys copulating in the corner of the restroom.
There's a girl at my day job who sanitizes everything she touches. It's
door handles,
ridiculous.
Definitely.
Yeah, just about. She's got 4 bottles of hand sanitizer at her desk, and she's got Clorox wipes that she uses on her phone, and just all kinds of stuff.
Is her name Neurotica?
It's horrible. And then she's sick all the time.
Yep,
because she's sanitizing everything.
It's psychosomatic. She's constantly aware and worried about germs, so she becomes more sensitive to them. If they do exist, and she gets in contact with them, she's always worried about getting sick, so therefore she gets sick more often.
Rates her sickness.
Yeah.
Not only that, she goes so far out of her way to make sure that she never encounters any germs, that by the time she finally does, her immune system's so weak she can't fight them off.
Does she come to work with one of those doctor's masks on?
Gas mask.
Whatever. 800-259-9231. Sex in a public toilet. Are you for or against it? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
I don't think you're going to find anybody
for
it.
Take control. Anything goes. 800-259-9231.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, the Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, 800-259-9231, whatever's on your mind, personal issue, you got a political rant you want to get off your chest, we're here for you. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph, and we put them up on the website because we appreciate our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live. So if you're a female and you want to become a part of it, check it out at freetalklive.com. You can get the details there. So, I got a bunch of cop stuff. I don't know. I think we're done with the baby guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I got a bunch of cop stories. Actually, finally, we've asked before in the past for a story about a good police officer.
And someone has finally emailed one of them to us.
Great.
And so I'm going to share that here in a little bit. But first, I want to share a bad cop story.
Yeah, I was just... I just came here from my workout,
yeah.
And I was talking with my workout partner, who is a adamant righty, you know, and we were talking about drug legalization. He says, you know, the only trick to making drug legalization, you know, to catching drugs is more police, more and more and more and more and more police. And like, tell me an example of one time that we've managed to eradicate anything that's quote unquote bad. Now, right. I said bad, like I agree the drugs are bad. I don't think that people should do drugs. It's just that I don't think that... I think people should be free to. I think that society is better off if people don't. But it's better off if they don't smoke and don't drink, too. And they do. And I can't stop it. So, his example was speeding. If there are cops around, I don't speed. So... But when the cops aren't around, I do speed. I really didn't quite get his logic.
I've seen people speeding right next to cops.
That much is true.
Right.
And cops produce nothing. So, like, if you take half the people in America and make them cops, then you take all this, all these people that are working out there creating things, you know, making tables and microphones.
You could
claim
they produce safety.
Or order.
Right.
You could, but those things don't get sold.
Right.
Yeah. And the things that they're protecting us against, like alcohol and drugs,
You're not voluntarily buying it either. I mean, you could actually hire private security, in which case you would be purchasing a service. But in this case, you don't have the option to not purchase their so-called services.
His was all about families, though. The families, you know, this having drugs and alcohol destroys the American families.
Uh-huh. So he wants to outlaw alcohol as well?
Oh, yeah, he does.
What a maniac. Did he not learn anything prohibition?
I tried to explain it.
And he just goes right over his head?
Didn't do it right. We didn't do it right.
Oh, he could have done it the right way if he deputized half the population.
Apparently,
is that right?
Apparently, you'd have to have half the population deputized. I explained that cops, that kind of level of police is only going to produce tyranny in this country. Then he, of course, brought out Singapore. And I said, well, if we had the economic freedom that Singapore does, then, you know, I believe we'd be a hell of a lot better off.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, and they don't have crime there either. I'm like, well, they have a little bit of crime, but they have... You know, they're just way too strict. Where are their human rights? Let's just do away with civil liberties.
And he said, all right, good idea.
No, he likes civil liberties. He likes the Constitution.
Doesn't.
He just, right. That's the thing. Is he doesn't realize that putting more cops out there is going to do away with the Constitution just like it has.
Uh-huh.
The Constitution's been eroded by the war on drugs.
If you love the Constitution, you have to let people take drugs. I'm sorry. If you want to be free, you have to let everybody else have freedom, too.
Everything but one, you know?
You mean freedom except for one issue, and his issue is drugs and alcohol and cigarettes.
Well,
he wants to ban cigarettes.
He's a personal trainer, and one can see that personal trainers would probably be very interested in how well a body functioned, and putting things like alcohol and drugs into a body is not good for it. Of course, he's hypocritical, because on Sunday nights we go out and sing karaoke. He has a beer or two.
Shame.
He can control it, though, I'm sure.
It's okay for him to do it, but everybody else, they're out of control.
I tried to explain, look at this YMCA. It's full of people. None of them are drunk.
Yeah, but I bet a good percentage of them do go out and get wasted on the weekend.
Perhaps they do.
Yeah.
What difference does it make?
None to me.
I'm just saying, they're functional. Look, look at all this, people drinking alcohol and they're functional. Well, what about alcoholics? It's addictive.
Just on and on, right?
Can we back up just a second here?
Yeah.
You said on Sunday nights, you go out and sing karaoke with your personal trainer?
Well, he's not really my personal trainer.
Oh, no, he's your workout partner. That's right. That's what that is.
My workout partner is a personal trainer.
I see.
I used to be one, too.
Oh, okay.
And that's why we became friends, and we've been friends since.
I see.
Are you that kind of friends?
Two personal trainers going out and singing karaoke
and
together like men.
And he shaves his body.
Nice. You know,
you get the hard-to-reach parts.
Nice. Some people...
He has a wife for that.
Some people, you just can't
Russian,
break through.
A Russian mail-order bride, by the way.
I mean, some people, you just can't break through. It's just something where you just have to leave some information and let it sit, let it kind of ruminate, and then maybe down the line they'll ask another question.
I agreed with marijuana legalization when you and I spoke the first time about this sort of issue. I didn't agree with hard drug legalization.
No.
It took a little while.
But
now,
this guy doesn't even...
I explained to him the dangers of having drugs being illegal, which was that now drugs are a lot artificially inflated due to their illegality, and people need to commit crimes in order to have the money to be able to get the drugs that they need to. They commit crimes to get the money to get the drugs that they want. So I'm in danger. My life, my limb, my property, my wife, my big fat cat, they're all in danger.
Did he not understand that?
Mm.
Did he acknowledge it and say, but we still need it to be illegal?
It was collateral damage in his mind.
Really?
Yeah. So what? We need to have drugs are bad.
Isn't that so sad?
Yeah.
When he could be next. That collateral damage could be him or his wife next.
Yeah.
He could come home to find his house ransacked and his wife raped and dead because of some crazy crack addicts that were looking for a fix.
Yeah.
And they couldn't afford it, so they went and robbed somebody. I mean, seriously, we've seen statistics here on this show that about 85% of violent crimes can be attributed to the drug war.
Yeah.
To the fact that drugs are illegal.
Yes.
Because these drugs are illegal, they are very expensive.
Yep.
That's the only reason why crack and meth cost so much.
Yep.
Because everybody who's involved in bringing it from point of creation to point of consumption is marking it up big time.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, it's cheap to manufacture meth. That's why people do it in their back sheds, on their rural areas. Yeah, and in bathtubs and things like that. If you can get your hands on the chemicals, it doesn't cost a lot of money.
Mm-mm.
But once you get it out to distributors, and they get it out to distributors, and distributors, and distributors, everybody's marking it up. $100 here, $100 there, $100 there, because everybody's taking a risk. I mean, if you're going to take a risk, you better get paid for it, right?
You'd think if you did meth, if like meth was your thing, that you'd do it in your own damn bathtub.
You'd make your own.
Yes.
I thought you meant like get in the bathtub and do some meth.
Yeah, like to actually partake of the meth.
Right.
If meth is your thing, get in your bathtub and take some. What?
Yeah, why are you doing it anywhere else but your bathtub?
Why would you? Like an ice warm bath? Smoke some meth. Did you smoke it? Yeah,
I believe you smoke meth.
I don't know.
I'm not sure though. I think you can snort it too. I don't know.
I'm sure. Crystal?
They call it glass, right? I think.
Ice.
On the street.
Oh, ice. Okay, I was going to say, I'm not snorting anything called glass.
Yeah. glass might be the new name, ice might be the old name.
There's always different names for it across the country.
We should not be talking about what the new name is.
Oh, yeah, we wouldn't want to clue in any 13-year-olds so they can go out on the street.
No, I'm just saying we're
going to
look like a bunch of idiots if we talk about the new name because we're going to be so far behind.
Because we don't know.
Because we're going to be saying, crack! You know, going to sound like jerks.
Reefer, man!
Yeah.
800-259-9231. So it is so sad that people are so misinformed. And even when presented with the evidence, even when presented with the facts, your life is in danger because of the war on drugs. Whether you live in a nice neighborhood or not, your life is in danger. You're at risk at any time. Maybe it's when you're driving around, in the city you live in. Somebody carjack you over drugs. It could happen. And if you don't realize that, then I hope you don't learn the hard way. More coming up, 800-259-9231. A cop pepper sprays a fast food employee for nothing. We're coming back. Free Talk Live.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lagos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Take the long way home takes on a whole new meaning when the end of your journey is almost 5,000 miles from the start. When I return, I'll tell you about the Great Wall of China.
Apples are apples, right?
Uh-huh.
Not when it comes to synthetic oils. Don't be tempted to think that all synthetic oils are alike. Royal Purple's exclusive proprietary additive package makes Royal Purple up to 400% stronger than other synthetic oils. That means longer oil life, longer engine life, and longer time between oil changes. Go to royalpurple.com and find out why Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms.
The Great Wall of China lives up to its name. The Great Wall is a system of garrisons and turrets connected by an elevated road wide enough for 5 horses or 10 soldiers. Originally a series of individual barriers to marauders, the walls were first united under the Qing Dynasty over 2,000 years ago. When completed under the Ming Dynasty, the Great Wall's meandering structure zigzagged across 5,000 miles. Its building materials ranged from yellow sandy soil mixed with jarrah branches to stone, and if deconstructed, could be reconstructed into a 2-lane road that would circle the globe 30 times. Now that's taking the long way home. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love it. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control, 1-800-259-9231. The Friday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got updates for you. If you sign up, we'll send you emails whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. And of course, it's free, just like everything is, at freetalklive.com. So, let's talk about some cops. And actually, again, we do have a positive police person story
tonight. Good.
And it's nice, it's refreshing to hear something good about the cops.
Well, news is by its nature bad.
That's true. And isn't from the news. This is from a listener who sent us an email, personal story about a cop that he used to know when he was a kid.
Great.
But it's to make up for cops like the one in this
state. Dayton, Ohio. 17-year-old Brandy Martin's working the drive-thru.
Here's the setup.
Working for minimum wage is bad enough, but it's about to get a lot worse.
From some television show.
She takes an order for $3.64.
This is AAA. They bleep out all the best.
It's for a cop, Michael McDonald. He pays her and she gives him his change. Seems routine, right?
The change thing, all on camera. All of this is on camera. The camera in the restaurant is pointing out towards the drive-through window. So you can actually see the cop. You can see the register. You can see the drawer as it opens. This cop's going to accuse her of taking a 20 from him and giving incorrect change, when in fact he gave her a 10.
You're up. Wrong. After McDonald pulls out, he thinks she shortchanged him. He sure gave her a 20, but he only got change for a 10.
I think he gave you a 20.
Brandy's manager checks the cash register while the cop waits.
I'm going to go tell the policeman he's effed up, what she says. So her attitude probably could have been a little bit better.
Yeah. When dealing with guys with guns, it's good to be,
not only that, just in general.
However,
he's good.
However, you'll understand her attitude with one of her comments here in a moment.
We have a 20.
The manager tells the cop Brandy don't got no 20s, but the cop's still thinking she's holding out on him.
You can come and search me. I don't know if he's a police or not. I don't like police anyway. They shouldn't have took my brother to prison.
They shouldn't have took my brother to prison.
I don't like police anyway. They shouldn't. I don't like police anyway. They shouldn't have took my brother to prison.
Yeah, so obviously.
Maybe they should have.
I would guess they probably shouldn't have. Odds are good that he was arrested for a drug offense.
Odds aren't bad that he was necessarily arrested for a violent offense. Now
that's
let's go.
True.
Of course, Brandy's co-workers bust her shots.
You're right. I don't care about that police. Orange
this, sir.
Uh-oh, 5-0 in the house. And he wants his 2-0.
The cop is actually in the frame now. It's the cop inside the restaurant at the drive-thru window. He's walked around behind the counter now, and he is about ready to have a few words with this girl.
I just want to know, what FM radio station fired this guy who's doing the voiceover on this video?
I don't have your money. I don't care if you're police or not. I'm not coming over. You can't make me. You wait till my mama gets here. I'm underage as far as that. You not going to play with no man.
Under arrest, you come with me.
Anyway.
He pulls off her headphone set.
Mm-hmm.
She's continuing. She's trying to work. She's got customers coming through the drive-thru. And this guy's coming back there telling her she's under arrest. For what?
Well, he's arresting her for stealing the money.
Yeah, he has probable cause.
He has no probable cause. The manager went back and vouched for her that she didn't have it in the register.
Well, unfortunately, he can still only go by what he has seen. So in his mind, he has probable cause. It's up to a judge to decide whether or not he did.
He's just a jerk.
Here we go. That's maybe true.
You talk to the manager for
us. I don't need to talk to your manager.
Don't come at me. Do not come at me. Wait till my mama gets here.
Your mama don't have nothing to do.
First of all, you can scratch her, sweet sir.
You know, again, her demeanor is not the greatest, but at the same time, she has gone, I think, above and beyond the call of duty. She's offered to be strip searched. I mean, she's offered to search her person. If she really did take the 20, and if there's no 20s in the register, as the manager had confirmed, he went over and checked it out, then she must have the 20 on her person. Maybe she did some sort of sleight of hand and put it in her pocket instead, which, of course, would mean that she would be coming up short at the end of the day anyway. And he doesn't want to hear it. He just wants to arrest her.
Come out to my car with me now.
That's what cops do,
God,
yeah.
I thought this shit was real. I swear to God.
Nobody's got my money.
I ain't got your motherfucking money.
She's right about that.
You can stop me right here, Martin.
Out to the car.
I ain't coming out to the car.
Now he sprays her.
Cop pepper sprays her full in the face.
You had your chance.
I think that made him feel good.
You think he feels like a man?
Is that her coffin?
Yeah.
She's on the floor.
Stay in the house. I gotta get out from back here.
Listen close.
There's a dude outside the window. He's like, where's my food?
There's a guy outside the drive thru window who paid, and he's got his change, and he's waiting for his food. He's just like, hey, he just got up out of his car.
He's the only one who got ripped off.
He's looking through the drive thru window. It's like it came right out of a sitcom there. That's great.
He's trying to breathe. He can't take her to the police station, because now she has to go to the hospital. Back before all hell breaks loose.
All right, then they just recap it. They show, you know, they re-show the footage where she's clearly putting the bill in the slot into the register where it belongs. She's not doing any sleight of hand at all. And again, the manager comes through. Why would the cop? I mean, why wouldn't the cop trust the manager? Does he think the manager's in on it? How paranoid does this cop have to be? You've got a manager vouching that the employee does not have a 20 anywhere in her register. I don't see how you could even defend the cop on this one at all.
The cop thinks the manager's in on it.
He
now
made
they're
a mistake, but I don't. But from his point of view, he thinks she took the money. You know,
I understand he thinks
and she's
that.
Resisting arrest.
She's offering to have herself strip searched over it.
I'm not saying it's not unreasonable, but I am saying that it's a little. I can kind of see his point of view to some extent.
And see, the thing is, that's great. She's offering to be strip searched. He can't just do it right there in the restaurant, though. He would still have to take her away.
And
what, they have
what if she
for?
Has some place that she could have hid it in his to his mind?
And not only that, he can't strip search her.
Yeah, that's true. You have to have a female do it.
Yeah,
but she did consent to it.
She did, in fact, consent to a strip search, but he can't do it.
Perhaps.
He will have to take her somewhere where a female police officer could do it.
And I don't know what the results of this particular story are. I don't know. We could probably Google the cop's name and find the story on the line or online during the break just to find out what happened to the guy. Because I can guess that he got suspended with pay while they investigated the story, and then that was it. Then they put him back out on the street. He's obviously a redneck cop who hates black people and is paranoid to the hilt and is willing to use force on people for no reason whatsoever.
Or he certainly used force a little too soon. I mean, I don't know.
Was resisting arrest. I mean, she was refusing. She said, wait for my mama. I want to finish my job.
Okay, now, he might be a jerk cop, but I don't think from that one experience you can make the statement that he's racist.
I don't think so either.
No, well, not at all.
He looks like a racist.
He happens to be white. She happens to be black.
Looks like a racist. What kind of a statement is that?
And he happens to talk like a hillbilly. All right, 800-259-9231. Sure, it's a generalization. But it's talk radio. We're coming back with more Free Talk Live. Take control.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now 1-877-300-0040.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com. Randy.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. 1-800-259-9231. We'll talk to you about whatever you want. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Menwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com and check out the live streams that we've got there. We've got a broadband version of the show as well as a dial-up version, so pretty much everybody who's connected to the internet can listen for free at freetalklive.com. We're talking about bad cops, and we just played some audio from a video clip of a cop assaulting an innocent 17-year-old girl who was working at a fast food restaurant.
She was innocent. You're not wrong there.
That's right. Totally innocent. The cop accused her of taking money from him. He claims he paid with a $20 bill. She claims he paid with a $10 bill. And the evidence is all on her side. She's got videotape proving that she indeed put the bill in the register. She's got a manager coming to verify that there are indeed no 20s in the register. And how fortunate for her that there didn't happen to be any 20s in the register at that point, because that would have made it much more difficult you know, to prove her side of the case.
Right.
Turns out the cop did end up getting fired, although he was found not guilty of misdemeanor assault. But thankfully, the police chief fired him because he considered the actions callous and brutal. However, eventually...
it certainly looked callous and brutal.
Yeah. Pepper spraying her in the face because she didn't want to get arrested.
I bet she would have got arrested then.
And so then eventually some Common Pleas judge in Montgomery County, sounds like Alabama, more evidence that he's a racist.
No, I thought it was in Dayton, Ohio.
Huh?
Yeah, Ohio.
Oh, really? Okay. Montgomery County, Ohio, I suppose.
You see the line right there?
Hey,
the top
there you
of
go,
the
Dayton, Ohio. Well, anyway, there's now an arbitrator's order to rehire the policeman. So even cops who get fired for being violent thugs can actually be rehired. First of all, it's very difficult to get cops fired. It doesn't matter. We read a story a couple years ago about a cop that shot a dog in the... basically decapitated a dog with a shotgun blast at the side of the road one time. He was there pulling a family over, searching their car. The dog jumped out, just kind of bounding around, and the cop claimed that he felt threatened, even though the video footage clearly shows a happy little puppy kind of just running around, and that's about it. He took the dog out with a shotgun blast, and he got a little bit of paid vacation, came back on duty in a different department. That's it. So it's very rare these guys lose their jobs, and apparently when they do, they end up getting rehired anyway. Sweet deal. 800-259-9231. But hey, here's some good news about the cops from Tom. He says, "Hi, guys. You often report on thug cops, and with good reason. The people we entrust with enforcing order in our society must be held to a very high standard of conduct. For reasons I'll go into later, most law enforcement personnel don't measure up. It doesn't have to be that way. Let me give you an example from my own experience. I grew up in a very small town in the Midwest. The town was too small to have a police department, so instead we had a constable. Actually, we had two. One, I'll call him Frank, was full-time, and the other was a part-timer who filled in on Frank's days off. Frank was paid by the town, and like any employee, he could have been fired at any time, but he never was. He had so much support from the townspeople that he was able to keep his job for over 30 years, right up to the day that he retired. Now, when I was a teenager, my friends and I liked to make fun of Frank, among ourselves, never to his face. We'd get in our cars and to leave the dance at high school, and there he'd be, parked along the street. What a joke. How could the man catch anybody speeding when he was right out there in plain sight? When I grew up, I came to realize that he wasn't out to write tickets. He was parked in the open so that we wouldn't speed in the first place, not to catch us speeding. Looking back at those years Frank served the town, I can say that he never broke down a door, and he never slammed anyone against a wall. He showed respect to everyone in town, and in turn was respected by everyone in town. Except the teenagers, of course. Instead of arresting people who had too much to drink, he would find someone to drive them home. In fact, he often drove them home himself. He knew whose garage door should not be open at night and checked it out when it was. He watched the local businesses, made sure the doors were locked and nothing looked out of the ordinary. He broke up fights and investigated traffic accidents. He kept the peace instead of punishing lawbreakers. Arrests were so uncommon that the town had no need for a jail. On the rare occasions when Frank had to take someone into custody, usually for theft, he would turn them over to the county sheriff, an elected official who also had an interest in pleasing the public to keep his job. The only even slightly controversial event in his long career involved a shooting in a bar. I wasn't there to see it, but I heard the story from others who were there. A man visiting our town on vacation had gotten very drunk in a local bar, and at some point, he took offense at some imagined slight and started a fight with another patron. The fight got out of hand, and the stranger hit the local with a pool cue. That was when someone went to get Frank. Frank entered the bar and ordered the drunk to put down the cue. Instead, the man came at Frank, cue in hand. Frank pulled his revolver and shot the man in the leg, quickly ending the attack at once. Some people thought that he acted too fast, and that the man could have been stopped without shooting him. Personally, I think he showed remarkable sense.
I think so, too.
He used less than deadly force to end the conflict immediately. If that event had happened in a big city, the man with the pool cue would probably be dead.
Yeah, probably.
It's very true.
So why was Frank so different from the average cop? I really think the difference is Frank had no doubt who he worked for. To keep his job, the residents had to believe they were getting better service from him than that they would have gotten from someone else. He worked for the people of the town. Most police think they work for the police department. Their loyalty is to their fellow officers in the brotherhood, the good old boys of the law enforcement. They are rewarded for the number of tickets they write and the arrests that they make. The upper-level police officials are bureaucrats who have to show results to local politicians. They want to see more arrests this year than last year so they can get bigger budgets. Police have no vested interest in preventing crime, but only in catching criminals. The result is an us-against-them mentality, where everyone who thinks, or everyone who is not a cop, is a potential lawbreaker, and is treated as such. Isn't that about right? Isn't that about how it is today? We're all presumed guilty of being terrorists until, you know, we can show our identification, for instance.
It can feel like that sometimes.
More coming back. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show and bring us anything. 800-259-9231. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And as always, anything goes. Maybe it's a political issue. Maybe a personal problem. Whatever you got on your mind. 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts. Over 26,000 posts for you to surf around through and hundreds of people using it. So be sure you go and check that out. It's all free at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Yes, indeed. So continuing on with this email from, I think, Tom. He's talking about a friendly cop, a police officer who he considered a peace officer, someone who would drive a drunk person home as opposed to arrest him, as opposed to padding the police quotas. And he's basically suggesting that there's two different types of mentalities of cops out there. There's the kind of cop that is the peace officer that's out there to actually help people, and then there's the kind of cops that are out there to help you into a jail cell, to help you into a prison sentence, and to help relieve you of hundreds of dollars of your hard-earned money. And so he's kind of just going going over some of the differences here in his email. He says the results for the common cops today is an us against them mentality, where everyone who's not a cop is a potential lawbreaker and is treated as such. This mentality lowers the quality of the police officers that we end up with in two ways. First, many young people who get into law enforcement with the idea that they can serve their community either get indoctrinated into the cop culture and lose respect for the public, or they become disillusioned with police work and find other jobs. And we know that we've had a former cop called the show who was one of those who got disillusioned. He joined up, was in there for about a year, was sick of how the corruption just rose throughout the bureaucracy, in his words. I mean, the corrupt officials were all the way up to the top, according to him. And he couldn't stand working for an organization like that, so he left. Second, the profession attracts people who already have a tendency to be bullies and who find an outlet for their proclivities in law enforcement. They just like kicking in doors. How can we get more Franks and fewer jackboots? Well, we have to get rid of the large police departments and get back to community policing. Privatize the police so they know who they work for. Neighborhood residents could get together to hire security for their small areas. Local business associations could hire officers to protect the business districts. We also have to repeal the laws against victimless crime. Just getting rid of all the prohibitions, drugs, gambling, prostitution, etc., would go a very long way towards eliminating organized crime and gangs. And I must also say, it would go a huge distance to gain respect for the police again. I mean, to get respect back to the average person, especially somebody who, you know, the millions of people in this country that smoke marijuana and the other people that violate meaningless laws like prohibition-style laws. They'd actually maybe have some respect for the cops if they weren't deathly afraid they were going to be arrested by them at a moment's notice. He goes on to say, hopefully we can get back to a system that protects people by helping them rather than punishing them. Community security could know the people in their neighborhood and how to deal with them. They could be visible to discourage the thief and the vandal. They would know which drunks to take home and which beat their wives or children and should be locked up for a night. They could encourage those couples who need it to get help. They could help the heroin addict get treatment and not prison time. The goal should be to have peace officers who understand that to succeed in their career, they must satisfy their customers in the community. The bullies can look elsewhere. Maybe when you get to New Hampshire, you can encourage some towns there to try neighborhood policing. Who knows? It might catch on. We would not only get better policing, but it'd be cheaper, too. We'd need fewer officers, less equipment, fewer jails and prisons. Everyone wins. Sounds good to me, Tom. Thanks for the email. More coming up. Hour number two is on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, so take control.